Well, here I am, after long, long last. It's been years in the making. I'm sitting in the departure lounge, waiting for my flight to Hong Kong. 3 days, and then New Zealand for 5 months. No more cold feet for me, hopefully. Right, that's me. All last remaining passengers have been instructed to board. So, bye-bye winter. Bye-bye cold frost, cold feet, wet misery. Hello, sunshine. Well, so far so good. I've arrived, I'm in Hong Kong. Quite a pleasant flight actually. Well, half the time I spent sleeping, which is good, obviously. Yeah, I've got this book that my friend Claire got me, Eyewitness Travel Top 10 Hong Kong. Absolutely fantastic. It's just so much in here and it's quite succinct. And to be honest, because I had so much to arrange and organise before I left, and I suppose my focus and emphasis has been on New Zealand. I really wasn't prepared for Hong Kong, but I feel much more confident now. I'm armed with lots of information. So my first dilemma is, do I get a taxi to the hotel, which costs me about 30 quid, or do I get the train, which costs about 10 quid? So the advantages of the taxi is that hopefully it'll get me straight there without any hassle. I'll get to see a bit of the city. And subway is obviously a lot cheaper. But after reading my new book, I can see it looks relatively simple. Basically, I can get a train from the airport to Central, which I think is like one of the main stops in Hong Kong. And then I've just got to make one change and get off at Wan Chai, and it's basically, the station is just round the corner from my hotel, hopefully. So, all things considered, I think I'll be a bit of a wuss to get the taxi. So, what I'm going to try and do now is try and find the subway. So wish me luck. Well, I made it to the underground now, and I'm on the train, heading for the hotel, and I've just said goodbye to this lovely girl, German girl called Anna. So, how long have I been in Hong Kong? An hour? One more stop, and then I'll be hitting fresh air. Well, the air anyway, might not be so fresh. So I've already seen some skyscrapers and stuff out of the window, but it's actually dark outside, which is weird. It's about 6:30 p.m. Is it autumn here? It's autumn at home, isn't it? Yeah, so, well, I just wasn't sure what season it was going to be. I can feel, you know, it's warm, but not been out into the air yet. So that'll be the next thing, I think, when the air hits me. Go up the steps into the daylight. Well, except it's night time. That, my dear friends, is the sound of the hustle and bustle of Hong Kong. So I've been trying to figure out this sat-nav thing on my phone. So I'm a bit nervous in case it's connecting to my phone provider at home, because it will cost me an absolute fortune. But I think I've got it connected to a free Wi-Fi, so fingers crossed anyway. In theory, I'm not very far from this hotel, but it is absolutely mental here. Oh God, what is that? Some sort of dead animal hanging up. Burger King? Yeah. Apart from that, millions of Chinese people. Who knew? Well, that was interesting. How long did it take me? An hour and a half, something like that. It's a bit manic. Well, I mean, manic all around me, but I was reasonably calm. So, yeah, made it to the hotel, eventually. I think the first conclusion I can make is that the sat-nav on my phone has failed its first test. It's worse than useless, to be honest. Could be a number of things. I think it's possibly all the tall buildings, but it just seemed to be flying all over the place. About as much use as a chocolate fire guard. So, the hotel's really nice. So that's good. So I'm here for 3 days. And it's actually very quiet in here, as you can probably hear. Even though outside, it's absolutely mental. So I'm right in the middle of things. But I'm on the 17th floor. And it's probably quite well soundproofed as well. So I'm just looking out the window here. Yeah, I mean, it's a long way down. But it's mad. Best way to describe it, absolutely mad. So, day two in Hong Kong. I woke up about 8 o'clock this morning, but I felt absolutely knackered. I'd had a couple of hours sleep, and then I was awake for a couple of hours. So I thought, I'll just have another couple of hours, otherwise I'm going to feel like crap all day. But anyway, it was 4 o'clock by the time that I finally managed to get myself out of bed. So I've missed the large part of the day again, which, I'm a bit disappointed about, but, that's the way it goes. I mean, I think my body clock just was a bit more confused than I realised. I'll start with a quick recap. Ventured out at about, it was 11 p.m, something like that. Just wandered around the immediate area, really, trying to get the hang of my sat nav on my phone. I think I got it working now. So I don't know. I think it's just going to be a bit hit and miss with that. But I think it is going to make a difference if I can't get my head around it, just because it's quite. Certainly around this area, it's quite difficult just to find your way around, just because it all kind of looks similar in a unsimilar kind of way. And you just end up going around in circles, I think. But there you go, no major traumas. Had something to eat, just in a cheap cafe. Wasn't particularly nice. In fact, it wasn't very nice at all. Had some noodles, very greasy. Had some chicken wings, which were deep fried, again, very greasy. Saw some these big long sort of donut things, so they look really nice. So I asked for one of those, and they were really greasy and didn't have any sugar in them, so they were actually a savoury version of a donut. But it cost me less than a fiver, and so. Yeah, but it did the job, and no major traumas, as I say. I felt like shit, to be honest, when I woke up. I've done my daily exercises, had a nice cup of tea and some biscuits, which I brought with me. Had a cold shower, yeah, a bit of meditation, and I'm raring to go now. I'm feeling motivated, energised. What I had planned to do today was do a sort of big tour all day. That's not going to be really very practical now that it's getting on. It's going to be dark in an hour or so. It's about 5 o'clock now. So I don't know what the weather's like. I can see that it's overcast, but I don't know how warm or cold it is, because I can't open the window in the bedroom. Basic plan that I've worked out for the next couple of hours. I'm actually based in an area called Wan Chai, which is part of Hong Kong Island. And the other main sort of area in the Hong Kong area, but not Hong Kong Island, is Kowloon, which is over the water on the mainland. So apparently there's about 220 odd islands or something in the Hong Kong area, but the main sort of metropolis areas are you've got Hong Kong Island in Kowloon, and then further out from Kowloon you've got the New Territories, which I believe is more like the suburbs. I don't know where the rich people live and where the poor people live, but I'm sure there's massive extremes here. So what I have managed to divulge from this brilliant top 10 Hong Kong book is that there's a hell of a lot to see. There's a hell of a lot to experience. A lot of very different and diverse things to see and experience. I'm assuming, you know, what I've seen so far is just the tip of the iceberg. There's no way I'm going to fit it all in 3 days. Well, only two now. So, you know, I'm just going to try and make the most of it. What I'm going to do is I'm going to head for the pier. I'm going to take the Star Ferry across the water over to Kowloon. Then I'm heading up to the Temple Street Night Market. I believe it's quite a manic place. And I'm just going there to soak up the atmosphere, really. Then from there, I'm going to walk down what's called the Golden Mile. I'm not sure how, I'm not sure how long it is, but I guess it's probably a mile, but then I don't know. So what it says in the guidebook about this is the Golden Mile is a strip that stretches up Nathan Road from the waterfront, could be more accurately dubbed the Neon Mile. It's less glitzy than Central and comprises mainly bars, restaurants, tailors, camera and electronic shops, and the odd desultory topless bar. The crowds are so great that walking the Golden Mile becomes a major challenge. So that could do my head in. Apparently Sunday's like the busiest day as well. What it says about Kowloon, Tsim Sha Tsui, which is the area I'm going in. On one level, Tsim Sha Tsui, universally truncated to TST, is a merciful gesture to non-Cantonese speakers. I think my first impressions of the area that I've been in so far is that it seems to be sort of 90% Cantonese speaking. You hear the odd English. Very few Westerners. I've probably seen, you know, out of the thousands and thousands of people I've seen, you know, maybe four Westerners, something like that. So, where was I? Yeah, so it's a parody of a tourist quarter in an Asian port. Its tailors and camera salesmen do not suffer fools. Its hostess bars are the scene of many a ruinous round of drinks. Like this area that I'm in at the moment, it was mainly sort of shops and places to eat. But I didn't see any bars, I have to admit. But anyway, as I was saying, but there is also much more to TST than that. There's a profusion of world-class cultural venues, galleries and museums. There are hotels, blah, 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 jaw-dropping luxury. And in the monolith that is Harbour City is every product and service the human mind can conceive of. So that's where I'm heading up. I'll leave it there for now and see how we get on. All aboard. Just about to get on to the famous Star Ferry in Hong Kong. Very exciting.
China.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, are you on holiday? Vacation?
Yes.
Vacation?
Sorry.
So I'm from England.
England.
Yeah. Wait, it's very cold.
Oh, so yes. Welcome.
Say again.
I say, Hong Kong very hot.
Yes.
Our very hot.
Yes. Yes.
You understand our state?
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Your English is better than my Chinese.
Thank you.
Oh, interesting travel. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I hope so. Yeah. So I've just landed in Kowloon and it took about 5 minutes, actually flew by. I sat next to two young Chinese girls and they started talking to me and it was really quite encouraging because they were very friendly, very enthusiastic. I guess it's probably because I was the only pasty-faced person there. So here we are, Kowloon. Very, very hectic. So just taxis everywhere, bright lights, loads of people, buses. And we'll see where I head from here. So just heading on the underground now to Yao Niai Chai, heading for the night markets. Train looks absolutely jam-packed. So I'm just coming out of the underground at Wau Mai Tai and underground ticket thing's got me a little bit confused. Bought this card, which basically gives me two journeys to and from the airport, plus travel for 3 days. But when I've used it since, it keeps saying add value, but it still lets me through. So, I don't know. Anyway. So, I'm not sure exactly where I am, but I think it could be Chinatown. Well, I think I've finally found the night market.
What's up?
Done the usual thing that I've done. Walked round and round, been completely lost. Bending back about 2 minutes from where I started, only to find if I'd taken one slightly different turn, I'd have been right there. There you go. I've got a feeling I'm going to spend most of this trip in Hong Kong lost. All part of the fun. So, it's lots of hustle and bustle, but it's nowhere near as manic as I expected, but this is just the start of it. Just loads of mixture of stuff. We've got jewellery, fruit and veg, noodles. That's what you'd expect, really. Mixture of smells from roasted chicken to what can only be described as rancid shit. So, all of life is here. Tell you what, the seafood's fresh here. I've seen several instances of all sorts of seafood-like things actually swimming around. So you just get to pick what you want and straight in the wok, I guess. So this market is literally on the side of the street. You have to walk through these like gullies on the pavement, and you've got market stalls on each side, just like tables basically. And you sort of instinctively, led through. And it's a bit of a tight squeeze. One thing I've noticed, which I was half expecting, was a lot of the things that I bought before I came, 10th of the price, easily. Anyone else thinking of coming travelling to Hong Kong? There's another tip for you. Just save your money till you get here. Getting into the Christmas spirit already, as you can hear. One thing I've noticed around here, just a few more Western faces. I've seen 5 or 6, which is quite a lot compared to what I've seen so far. That's in the space of about 10 minutes, so obviously this is more of a tourist area.
Sorry?
Bobby Bear.
Asian market stalls. And when I say Asian, I don't mean Oriental, I mean Indian. Get everywhere. I think I may even have spotted a couple of ladies of the night hanging around. I'm not sure. It's difficult to tell because a lot of the girls here wear short skirts and boots, but anyway. I've still not seen a bar or a pub anywhere to get a drink, so I don't know what I'm going to do once I find a girl to chat up. I can't ask her for a drink because I don't know where to take them. But anyway, I've been promised that, by the guidebook, by the time I get to the markets, that should open up into restaurants and bars, so we'll see. Okay, so that was the Temple Street night market. I'm going to head down what's called the Golden Mile. What it says in the guidebook says, unless you want a new suit or dress, do not make eye contact with the legion of touts who have never heard the word no. Walk straight by, they are merciless if they sense weakness. So, see if I'm up to the challenge. Just seen a Manchester United restaurant bar. I think that'll be a bit silly for me to come all the way in from Manchester and have a look in there. I've managed to track down Ned Kelly's Last Stand, which looks like an Australian jazz bar. So I'm going to give this a go. Maybe I can get a beer at last. Hours in Hong Kong and just had my first beer. Oh, heaven.
Train service for today has ended. Please leave the station. Thank you.
Oh. What that means is that I am stuck on the wrong side of the island with a couple of miles of water between me and my hotel. Fun and games. Right, so another adventure begins. How do I get back to my hotel? So here I am, it's coming to about 1 o'clock in the morning. Apparently the last train is at 12:45, so I missed that by about 5 minutes. So I'm looking at the map desperately, well not desperately, but I'm looking at the map to see if there's a bridge at all. Because if there isn't a bridge, then I don't think I can even get a taxi. The one good thing is, like, when I've been stuck in these situations whereby, you know, I can't find where I'm going, I'm walking around for ages not knowing where to go or what to do, is at least it's warm. You know, back home it would be cold or it'd be raining and it'd be miserable. So, makes you think, this is the kind of place you probably, you know, if you're going to be homeless, you'd be as well being homeless here. I'm not seeing any of that, to be honest, any sort of homeless people, but, you know, I'm sure they exist in different areas. Nobody's begged me for money. I don't know what that says about our country, but there you go. Maybe it's the weather. I'm not sure what to do. No, nothing's coming to me. Maybe I'll ask a taxi driver. Well, the accent's going all over the place there. I'm going to ask a taxi driver. I am going to ask a taxi driver. Actually, I've just thought there's a. It says in the guide, but most of the taxi drivers don't speak English either. I'm looking at the map. I can't see any bridge. Oh, there might be tunnels. There might be tunnels you can drive under. Yeah, there must be. There must be. I mean, can't imagine that, you know, people are not able to, you know, cross over after 1 o'clock in the morning, but who knows. I'm basically been trying to figure out a way to get over to the other island, but this is where my phone's coming very handy, because on my maps on my phone there seems to be some indication of tunnels, so I've put a route in and I'm basically following that at the moment to find either this bridge or this tunnel. So if there is a bridge or a tunnel, then hopefully I can get a bus across it, and if not, then at least now I can get a taxi. So that's something. Okay, so I've just asked someone. Apparently there is a tunnel and he's giving me directions. I was going slightly in the wrong direction, but I'm only 5 minutes away apparently, so it'll probably take me an hour to find it. And apparently there's buses, mini buses that you can get from there. So it's all looking good. Oh, I couldn't make this up. It just looked like things were starting to go my way a little bit. I found the bus station. I was quite confused by the bus timetables, but again I asked someone and she directed me towards the night bus. She even told me the right stop to get off, so I was looking good. Bus arrives, get on the bus, I show him my card and give it a swipe. Apparently there's no money on it, which I had a suspicion that was the case before, and they only take coins, so I didn't have enough coins. I only had a $20 note, so he wouldn't take that. So after the relief of the, you know, finding the bus that's going to take me through the tunnel and then the bus come in, I've just been turfed off the bus. So I guess I've got to either now find some change, or I suppose I could ask a taxi driver, see how much it is. If it's not much more than $20, then hey ho. Well, finally on the bus, I'm in the tunnel. I've had an altercation with the grumpiest Chinese bus driver ever. So I've got my fingers crossed, but to be honest, he was in no mood to help me whatsoever. I think what I'm going to do is I'm just going to get off the bus as soon as I can, then head off on foot, because this guy isn't going to go out of his way to help me at all. Right, it's 20 past three in the morning. I'm almost there now, I think. I'm on the right road, Lockhart Road. But I do feel like I've been walking a while. Yeah, so I just got off the bus first opportunity. I don't think in distance I'm too far away. It's just so difficult to tell. Everything's built in squares. It all looks similar. It's been a long old night, but all been said and done, you know. I'm not down on the experience. It was perfectly fine. I feel good that I didn't give in and get a taxi, which is main sort of ambition. Not ambition, but, you know, something that I did want to avoid. And so far I've done that, and, you know, I've definitely seen some sights that I wouldn't have done normally. So, it's all character building. Where's this bloody hotel?
You've reached your destination.
Oh, have I? Are you sure? Oh, there she is. Wi-Fi hotel. I was on the wrong side of the street. I'm super looking. Brilliant. Right. Well, if nothing else, I've probably walked miles and miles today. So, despite the fact that I didn't get out of bed till 4 p.m, I'm, thank God, I'm going to get through here. Ooh, a bit of a squeeze. So yeah, despite the fact I didn't get up till 4 p.m, it's now 3 a.m. I tell you, the hours are flying by. So that's what, less than 12 hours. But hopefully I'll warm myself out and I'll sleep. So on that note, I shall bid you a very good night.